will be the thing that solves most of our biggest issues that we face today. So, yeah. Chris, you got any closing remarks? Oh, Ricky sounds like he has one thing to say.
Yeah, call your mom, tell her you love her, okay? Everybody do that.
Anyways, I'm going to let Ricky guide us into our next song. Ricky, what are we about to listen to? And it's
5 o'clock a.m. in the morning. We're about to listen to Heart Attack by Dave. It's from his new album, We're All Alone in This Together. We're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on CKUT 90.3 FM. Of 71% in victims of serious youth violence since 2012. The mayor says this is linked to an increase in poverty. The highest rates of violence taking place in some of the poorest boroughs.
I bet the boys think I'm panicking. Check all my young G's are carrying. His blade same length as a javelin. I don't know about B-boy or what's happening, but know that it's fucked if he's traveling and we see him. I can't lie, I was depressed at phases. I was 19 when the team nearly left him faceless, hoping that we never left no traces. You know when you're so damn tired in your house, but you can't sleep cause you got pending cases. I used to love tempting fate, but now it's tempting faces. For half my career, I was part of that. My best friend got a burner and it's looking like an artifact. Put it in your puffer or your Prada hat. Like fuck panic, that's a heart attack. Yeah. It's like life's so fucked in the time that we're in. We're fighting the world and we're fighting within. Somali dad ran away from a war, now his son's in a war, that's the cycle we're in. I know niggas that didn't do time in a bin that have never had freedom of mind. Are you sick? Round here, main way to provide for your kin is in a flip blade, little push bike and a sim. In London, a place where it's nicer to live is only 5 minutes out from the guys on the strip. Where man made yay work, heard he a soldier. I know that nigga hasn't got balls like Grey work. As I grow older, change of perspective. I gotta stay loyal to my girl, that's the trait she was blessed with. Restaurants, raves with my brethren. Life's too short, so we gotta turn up. Man, talk on my ting for the gram, it's intrusive. I never really thought about taking a life till I found out my ex-girl's dad is abusive. I felt, how could I be a man and not do shit? I'm on the way there now and I don't wanna lose it. But fighting her battles only hurting a girl. How can I protect her from the world when I couldn't even protect her from myself on my grandmother's grave? Shit happens again, I put a knife for a family friend. Most of women that I know, it shit happened to them. So innocent till guilty ain't something that I have to respect. I think back to my youth and I was so ungrateful. How many of our parents had dreams they abandoned so they could put food on the table, intelligent, worthy and able to somebody's parent, you know? And that affected the way that I see shit. Nightclub toilet. You peed on the seat cause you don't know how it feels when your mum's got to clean shit. And her boss treats her like she don't even mean shit. And she gotta wait for the bus in the rain and it's freezing. The miss said that you won't ever be shit. And you don't wanna cry about dad, but you need him. I grew up so fucked, but I didn't even deep it. I'm numb to the feeling of grieving. A man getting burdened. African mums on the floor just screaming. It's mad car, try so hard. Death's gotta be easy cause life's so hard. I was 12 wishing that I was a white man. Harker, if I wasn't, he probably wouldn't life man's dogs. I was dead broke, fam. I couldn't swipe man's card, and time might pass, but I caught a bullet with another man's name on it. Now we can't do leg day or put strain on it. Every time you hear me freestyle, I put pain in it. I used to wonder, does God have favorites? Touch me, it's dangerous. I wouldn't play with it, cause you can go sleep and have a different type of wake for it. I miss my dogs, unstable, you violate Chris Denoir, turn Chris Benoit, have him hit from far, nah. Fill him up with bricks and glass, nah, my young G's will grip them blast. Have you tried in the street? Fuck finding my feet. I could ride, but it's better when I'm riding a beat. My emotions are peak, it ain't a sign of defeat. All the week I would've seen chewed and cried in my sleep. Dropped just 2 racks and told him buy the machine. I'm LeBron in Miami, I provide for the heat. God strike me if I'm lying, I ain't crying in this beef unless the tears coming tatted on the side of my cheek. I provide for my peeps, the lamb white in the seat. So I'm literally a wolf, disguised in a sheep. You have 5-figure dreams, I have 5-figure sleep. 5 hours more than enough time that I need. Man want a fair fight, but I ain't on it when we see him. Fuck honor, this revolver is onomatopoeic. Let it stutter when you see him. 3 scales, 3 seeing, 3 my niggas till I see him. I wouldn't wanna be him. My OG's Roman, I don't need a coliseum. You see it?
So I'm playing it good. Let hood politics stay in the hood. Fuck the internet. You see this new generation, the insta beefing, and I ain't into speaking. When I ducked down, I had him running in a lift like he missed a meeting. There's no good reason to risk your freedom. The youths them snitching and bitches sneaking. She don't wanna talk about friendship. She just wanna deal with a pipe like I'm fixing leaking. And sleep with a legend like Chrissy Teigen. Where I'm from, the word life has a different meaning. Man smile in your face, but them niggas scheming. Try involve me in a flaky dealing. Sistine Chapel, I'ma paint the ceiling. I've been violated and I hate the feeling. That's why nowadays man hates the preaching. We smile in a visit cause we ain't defeated. The Supreme Court's my mates appealing. I can't breathe that girl, that's torture. South London is just slags in a corner and influencers trying to bag them a baller. She a gold digger, I can tell from her aura. Her social say princess, she a pauper. When it's time for it, need more for my daughter. Call me a talker, but man, I get in line like lambs in a slaughter. It's life threatening and I can tell from the borer. Cut through a nigga like a knife through flora. Feds got the guys on a case and they stalk us. It's a conspiracy like tinfoil hats in a new world order. Touch me, you better have a life insurer. Bloodthirsty, I got sharks in the water. And trust me, I know a killer well, no orca. Have you ever seen a nightmare brought to life? Where I'm from, you get chefed on a normal night. Man talk on my name, but it's porcupines. I really put it in a prick like a porcupine. Little bro on a save for a 45. Go board a flight, there's more to life. Youths on the M6 all the time. We don't need TFL for a northern line. All the best politicians been taught to lie. Where do they buy cocaine when they're snorting white? Are their dealers safe or on the borderline? It's ironic, cause we don't know where to draw the line. Man see blue story, they're mortified. Men see Scarface and it's glorified. Cause when you're black, everything gets scrutinized. That's why they call it urban, it gets euphemized. South London, man are getting euphonized. I see a youth demise. I wasn't too surprised. He got soaked, but his right hand scuba dive. Don't die by a sword that you used to shine. You can drown for your king. We don't know about Ophelia, cause we got iron. I don't know about anemia, I took the hard road. We don't know about the easier, one bag of whores and drug paraphernalia. When ends got sticky, had a flicky with Amelia. I mean Olivia, this ain't Libya, this ain't Syria. You act sillier, we let it seep in your skin like Nivea. Who wants to be a millionaire? I won it, never done a game show or trivia. I done Wandsworth, Elstoke Visitor. I done Spring Hill, Grendon, Swinford, Whitemore, Swellside, Brixton Visitor. I done M-Way trips, done shit that I wish I never did because I could have been a prisoner. Is this the shit that appeals to the listeners? Road ain't no amazing life. The end's full of snakes and jail's just a waste of time. I told my young G's, take your time. Fuck jazz, you could really see a major nine. Yo, I'm so ashamed of how I used to get figures. Man, sell you a dream like the road thing's lit. And then they leave out the parts where you're burying your niggas or in jail, wondering who's putting dick inside your missus. I'm so fucking determined. I was in intensive care when I was born. Mummy fell down the stairs. Whether I was gonna live or not was something uncertain. I used the word fell with the commas inverted. You see, growing up, I had it far from perfect. But nobody did, so I'm a normal person. I gotta be grateful. We all have demons and all see angels. Or maybe it's me. A black youth's more than a face on a screen, a number on a laptop or name on a sheet. We got stories to tell and got places to be. From a heart, that's the making of me.
I was selling, look, I was selling tomatoes. I sat, my leg hurts. I struggled because I didn't want to suffer again. I just wanted, it just made me so upset. She returned and said, I want to have my to send me back. I tried so much. He has not seen anything yet. I was in detention camp for months and years. I didn't give up. I was not even 20 when I left Africa. I was determined to survive. I was determined to succeed. I didn't know anybody. Nobody was ready to help me. Even when you were born, you were 6 years old. This one is not even Africa. It's this nation. I was on the street for 3 years. I have 3 babies in my house. Nobody let me eat. Nobody in this nation. I couldn't pay my rent. The importance that stands for it. I didn't give up. I carry my babies everywhere. I know this is happening. Maybe back for all those pain that I go through. Every day I leave my bed, I'm in pain to see what he's doing to me. What to kill me? What to kill me?
I was sat up on the train, staring out the window at the rain. I heard this little lady must have felt the pain. Ask her mum if the blazing sun will ever shine again. I felt ashamed, feel the same, not a mother though. Nah, started to laugh, got a son involved. I mentioned the past like a running joke and told it without all the rain, there's no stunning growth. Close, to everything and nothing. Picture past the honeymoon and bluffing, where the wooden spoon is only cuffing. Short of the discussion, but the roots can't maneuver out of nothing. I've been suffering these dreamy days, remedying lust. Don't hold any memories of us, rather hold you every day until the memories are dust. Yo, we only call the train, cause you know I hate the bus. Never get enough.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday.
They ask about the Bible I was reading. Told them that the title was misleading. Labeled it Jerusalem, but really it's for cooking Middle East. And I could see the mind was changing with the seasons, shaded for a reason. They would start decreasing, leaving like the orange in the evening. It was creeping through the clouds, but now I'm proud to see the images releasing. I just wish the little lady could have seen them, but she was dreaming. Reckon she's standing with her mom, saying to her, look, mother, here's the sun. Rooted in the moment till the memories are done. So I sit and start to wonder on the woman she'll become. Wonder if I had a son or a daughter, ones that I brought up never strong, never telling me to run, never trying to find a son, trying to get it done. Yo, I wonder if she'd ever be as clever as her mom. One.
Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday. Born and raised, made attempts to crawl away, find a way to exist and hide your face. Some relate, leave everything in yesterday.
Everybody's got a love. And everybody's gonna die. Everybody just wanna have a good, good time. I think you know the reason why. Everybody's got a love.
Lonely. Now you're my everything. I was lonely.
CKT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at about 5:25 in the morning. And we're back on the mic with some more conversations after some great music. We had some really interesting conversations on the last one. We were a bit all over the place, but I think the general ideas came out there, you know. But my friend Chris over here had something he wanted to talk about. It was something we briefly mentioned in our last talking segment, and it's about bowling alone. Chris, whatever you had to say about bowling alone, let's hear it.
Well, in the past talking segment, Ricky mentioned Robert D. Putnam's book, Bowling Alone, The Collapse and Revival of American Community, which sounds really interesting as I've tried to read some quotes from it. But I immediately resonated with the first part of it before I heard the collapse and revival of American community, because I have bowled alone a few times, and I stand by it because it was enjoyable. I got to soak in a community, a couple of communities that I wasn't a part of. I saw bowling leagues going on while I was there, and that was kind of weird because, like, you know, you're not part of it. You're just like this solo person, but you're kind of there as an observer, accepting, like, all right, I'm not fully ingrained in this place. I'm passing through, but this is a fun game. And each time it was like, I tried to hit up people to like hang out, but it was like everybody wasn't around or was at work, and it was like, shit, I still want to go bowling. It's like middle of the day.
Yeah.
This is the situation.
Sorry, did I cut you off?
No.
Well, what you were saying really resonated with me, but before I get into what I wanted to say, I just want to ask Ricky what the general points of the book were and why it said you shouldn't bowl alone. Like, why the whole symbol of the book was like bowling alone is what's destroying American, like, social fabric and the social fabric of America. So I just want to ask Ricky why the book said that, and then I'll get into my rebuttals. Anyways, it's 5:28 in the morning, by the way. I don't know if I said the time.
Okay, so put simply, bowling alone, Putnam used that as his title because bowling and bowling leagues were extremely popular post World War II, especially in like the 50s and 60s. It was a really big, really popular community activity. Lots of families would do it, and you know, of course, like baby boomers, like there were tons of families, tons of people, and tons of money, and people had time to do that on the weekends. And so, like, you know, there were bowling leagues going on all the time, and that was a normal thing that people would do in America. And eventually what started happening is that, you know, bowling leagues and bowling clubs started to fall apart, and people started not to show up for, you know, reasons like work, or, you know, maybe they just like had something else to do, like just a general busyness kind of took over. And so he kind of explains that, he tries to talk about that as like as something that came forward through like this sort of like a disintegration of like the American community. And his argument would be that, you know, like evolving capitalism and just like the nonstop go culture of America took over, and people kind of forgot that, you know, it's important to make money, it's important to be financially stable, but it's also important to be socially stable and socially connected. And people kind of let that go, and not necessarily because like they wanted to, but because they were left with no choice, or because, you know, they might not even have realized what was going on, they just kind of were caught up in it.
Well, as a famous rapper once said, it's really easy to get lost in the sauce. And I have a few points to make about getting lost in the sauce, but before that, I want to go back to my rebuttals of bowling alone. And I agree with the general points of the book that you're speaking of, and, you know, people starting to do things on their own, and, you know, the collapse of the bowling leagues and whatnot. But I think, as everything in life, it's important to have a balance, you know. And I think a balance is the most important thing when looking at any single topic. You know, doing things only in groups, I don't really agree with that fully, because you don't really get to know yourself. I think a really important part of life is getting to know yourself and spending time alone and by yourself. At the same time, you don't really get to know yourself if you don't spend your time with other people as well. So I think it's just finding that middle ground where you spend some time with yourself and do things with yourself, but also form a tightly knit community that could support you and yourself and help you discover yourself more from these relationships and the ways that you interact with other people. If you catch my drift a little bit. But I think time alone, it's a really important thing. And these days, a lot of people are spending more and more time alone, but in the wrong ways, I think. I think the ways that people are spending their time alone lately, it's typically you'll be sitting on your phone at your house, just distracted, you know, not getting to know yourself. You're just caring about what other people are doing and what you're appearing like to other people. And I think an important part of spending time alone is, like I said, getting to know yourself and not being distracted by it. It's being comfortable with being alone with your thoughts, being alone with yourself. And treat like just knowing yourself a little bit. For example, I took myself out on a little date, I think 2 weeks ago. It was the first time I did that in super long time. I was just like, you know what? I was chilling by the water with some friends at Jean Drapeau. We were having a great time, and they were like, okay, we're ready to go. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay here by myself and sit by the water a little bit. And that was the first time I did that in a super long time. I sat by the water by myself. I read a really good book. It was, The Perennial Philosophy by Aldous Huxley, which is about, you know, the general spiritual message that's found in every single religion and spirituality in the world. That's for another conversation, the topic of that book. But after that, I meditated briefly, sat with myself, and I was like, I'm going to take myself out on a date tonight and treat myself and get to know myself a little bit better tonight. Went to Chinatown, took myself out for some soup dumplings, got some bubble tea, and table for one did the whole night. And it was a super nice experience. And I think that's a really important thing for a lot of people to do. So while I do think this whole bowling alone thing that you said is something that is destroying a lot of relationships, networks, and connections at the same time, I think it's also important sometimes to go bowling alone and to get
to know yourself. Well, I don't think Putnam is saying that, like, the catalyst is bowling alone. Like, it's destroying our communities. It's
a symbol. It's a symbol You know?
It seems like a byproduct, though, you know?
For sure. But it is, I'm just saying it's also important to do things alone as well.
Yeah, totally. I'm totally with you. I think it's like character building to like put yourself in those situations and kind of embrace that like momentary discomfort. And then like, once you clear that hurdle, kind of like bask in that feeling of like being alone without being lonely, and like seeing that you're in constant community with kind of the world, basically. Like when you know, mm-hmm. you were one of many, and there isn't really
a
separation.
It's and it's really hard to get in touch with that and think of those things when you're so distracted all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's distracted in like a party lifestyle that you live, or like social media, it's like pretty easy to forget like these like essential truths and like meanings behind ways of living and connections with the things around you, and making the best of those things around you, because it's the only things mm-hmm. that you really have, you know. Yeah, Ricky.
Listen, I can give a little personal anecdote. I've just recently become single, and so I've been trying to figure out how to be alone, and I've struggled a lot because I mean, quite frankly, I don't want to be alone because it's hard. But slowly, I've been doing it, and I've honestly been starting to feel a lot better. But like Chris said, there's that momentary discomfort, and it really sucks. Like, it really sucks to be alone and to just have to like sit there by yourself and be like, okay, like who am I? Like, what are my values? What am I interested in? Like, what am I going to do? Because when you're with somebody else, it's so easy to forget about yourself, about what you're interested in, because you're constantly worried about like the other person and caring about them and taking care of them, that you kind of forget about yourself sometimes. At least that was the case for me. And so now that I'm alone, it's like, okay, what the hell am I doing? And so it's, you know, it's been really nice to try and figure it out. But like, we're getting there. But yeah, like, so, you know, it's so, even though you know, community is kind of like something of the past right now, at least that's the way it feels, I still find that like I always have friends around who are willing to like help me out if I ever need them. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think that like it's necessarily true that we've lost community, because if you want it, it's there. You just need to make an effort to find it and to help build it, because I mean, it's not hard. You just need to make the effort, and that's the hard part, right? Yeah. But anyways, like Chris said, you know, bowling alone in itself is not a bad thing. It can be a very good thing. It can be a character building thing, and not something to be ashamed of. It's actually, maybe it's something that everybody should probably practice at one point. And not necessarily, you don't have to go bowling, but like even just going to watch a movie alone could be something that's like, could be very beneficial for someone.
That's a really nice experience to go see a movie alone, because like, once you're in there, like that, I don't even think there's any shame like walking in, you know. Like there's sort of more weirdness of like rolling up to the bowling alley, like just, you know, solo. Like it just looks different, but like walking into a movie theater, it's like nobody cares. There's no sort of expectation.
Yeah, because it also depends on how well you bowl, right? Because if you show up and you're like, and you're throwing like a 300, and you're hitting strikes all the time, then these people are like, all right, he's a professional, he's just practicing. But if you're not good, people are kind of like, what are you doing, you know?
I was trying to improve my game because I was getting into it.
It's also, just back to the book real quickly, I was just like looking at when this book was actually written, and it was written in 2000 based on a 1995 essay. So it came out at a time way before the social dilemma that we're in today, you know, where I think not enough people are bowling alone now. In that period of time, people might have, you know, enjoyed something in that vibe, not necessarily bowling alone, but isolating themselves from people. Whereas I think now we're isolating ourselves in different ways and in social ways, like with social media, as we got into before. And social media didn't really exist in that period of time. So now I feel like maybe not enough people are even bowling alone. Now we've reached another dilemma. I'm excited. Okay, he has a follow-up. Those of us who are still listening to us, thank you, first of all, for listening to us on this conversation. I hope it was an interesting one. And secondly, Ricky has a follow-up book that he just wants to recommend to those of you that were interested in bowling alone. It's a modern update on the book.
I just want to make a quick comment that Putnam wrote a book in 2015 called Our Kids, and this is a follow-up. This is a little bit more recent, maybe a little bit more relevant. And this one talks about how social inequality and the inequality in income is kind of affected and kind of like exacerbated the collapse of the community that he was arguing that he kind of foresaw in his book Bowling Alone. So that's another interesting read, but I think enough said about that. We should move on.
Yeah, let's get back into the music. There's about 20 minutes left in our show. It's about 5:40 in the morning. And yeah, let's play a bit more music and get on the mic one more time right before the end of our show. I think we just had a great conversation. Thanks, Ricky, for coming on the show and participating in these conversations. I think you have a lot to bring to the table, and it's great to have you here. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers. I have a track coming on next, and it's about being alone, but still always seeing the face of the one you love. Here is Always See Your Face by Love, a classic William Shatner's Whisketeers classic.
Won't somebody please help me with my misery? Can somebody see?
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Glad none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am. Talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am a I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am and a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
Much to look at, nothing to see. Happy I'm living and I'm lucky to be. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way. Can't raise a dollar, can't save a cent. She'd never holler, she'd live in a tent. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way. Loves to work and slave for me every day. She'd be so much better off if I went away. How can I leave her? How can I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way.
song or two when he says I love you true, my ladybird. Yeah, I'm his ladybird.
Ladybird, huh? Come on down. Yeah. I'm here waiting on the ground. Ladybird, I'll treat you good. Ladybird, I wish you would. You, ladybird. Pretty ladybird.
I'm your ladybird.
You're a ladybird.
Yes, I'm a ladybird.
You're too much, you little bird.
Well, all right. It's CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 5:55 in the morning. And we reached the end of our show tonight with only 5 minutes left. It was a pretty good episode, I'd say. We played some really good music. I'm pretty stoked on. Had some really good conversations as well that got me thinking a little bit. And I hope it got those of you listening thinking a little bit and entertained a little bit. I'm going to pass the mic over to my friend Chris to make just some remarks he's got on the episode, then to Ricky, and then I'll close us off. So, Chris?
Yeah. I guess an action item for myself is, like, try to do more or, like, actively think about little things that I can do to, like, build a sense of community around me to, like, make things more familial and make other people feel less isolated. That's my takeaway from this episode. And if you haven't done something alone in a while, go for it. Just if you want to do something, don't wait for somebody else to be ready.
But also remember to still try and connect with others at the same time.
Hard challenge. Balance.
So I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening. If you can.
Thank you, Ricky.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Now, if there's somebody you've been meaning to reach out to, then you should just send them a text, or you know what, even better, you should just call them. Just give them a call. Even if they don't pick up, leave them a nice message. Say hello. Ask them how they're doing. I'm sure they'd really appreciate it. Yeah, just give a little love. I think that's the lesson for today.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. I think that's a really important lesson, is to just give a little love and share the love in your heart with those around you. Really remind them that you love them, or if you don't love them, that you care for them and that you're there for them, because they might need it. And it doesn't hurt to share a little bit of that, you know, and all those small little actions, if everyone just does them together, will really make something positive in the big picture of things. So just remember that. Anyways, I'm gonna pass the mic to Chris to close us off, tell us what we're about to listen to. It's currently 5:58 in the morning. Chris, what are we about to hear? And yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening to this episode of William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on CKUT 90.3 FM. Here comes Spanish Flea by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Next week.
Fantastic and gorgeous morning to you, beautiful souls. You are listening to Estás Escuchando Vos Écoutez a Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Tekis, your reggae fusion artiste, lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. It's a fantastic day. It's been a fantastic week. Actually, it's been crazy for me. I was injured. My car window broke, or my Jeep window broke in the back, and many things that occurred that people would go, oh my gosh, did happen to me. But you know what? I've been focusing on the positive, so I'm sticking to the positive because we have a fantastic guest in store. A fantastic guest. But what is going on in this world? My focus is on Jamaica. Congrats to 123 Elaine, Shelly Ann, and Sharika, and all the other amazing athletes.